So the second half of Oisku Chofei, Afisat Lebakei Shchokma, we spoke about yesterday, well, the Yasa is Chaver Chobe Seisir B'derach Chobe. The person should not be misatzel from the Yasa is Chaver Chobe Seisir B'derach Chobe. So he sees how much is important, he has to say something, and it's definitely important to say, and he decides that he'll do it. So, but the Rosh says, don't be misatzel from doing it in the Seisir B'derach Chobe. There's two, one avodah we have is that we shouldn't do avodah. The second avodah is we should do our mitzvahs properly. Do what you have to do and do it, when you have to do it, be willing to make the commitment to do it properly. A person does a mitzvah, the mitzvah should be done with simcha. If it does a mitzvah, a person should be done with rizus. If it does a mitzvah, a person should be done with mesiris. It should be done with heder. Right? So I was once in one of these Judaica museums in Chicago, Spurtis College of Judaica Studies. They have a museum there. I don't know where it is anymore. It used to be there. And you walk in and they have the beautiful essay box from 300 years ago, and they have the different pieces of Judaica over the years. How you didn't beautify them. And it hit me like, you know, that there's a love which is being expressed over there. When you do something, you can do something to be occupied. I'm doing it because, yeah, you got to do it, you know. Good, I did my, I met my responsibility, etc. But the person who cares puts thought into it. It's machshava, does it, it's willing to spend the time that it takes. The effort which is imparted into the mitzvah imbues the mitzvah with that much more value. The Rosh says, don't be misatzel. You want to be miyasa chavercho. She says, it's important to be miyasa chavercho. You have to point something out. So I got to point it out. Good, you know, listen, hey buddy, you're doing it wrong. I did mine. She says, that's atzlus. The root of that is there's an element of, you don't care about enough of what you're doing to do it with the proper thought process. Some people, the root is the problem is that they don't care about somebody else's feelings. He says, but even if you do care about somebody else's feelings, so what's the problem? So, there's another impediment. Impediment is, don't be an otzel. And the otzel is, again, the chiddush of what the Rosh Hashanah here is, the point of Rosh Hashanah is not the otzel is of not doing what you're, of the mitzvah. It's the otzel of doing the mitzvah and not doing the mitzvah properly. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's two parts, there's nachas adrachim and nachkarah. The kibbutz in our ma'isim is to see what we're supposed to be doing. The chakira is, now that we know what it is, are we doing it properly? Are we doing the mitzvah the way we're supposed to be doing it? We're doing it with the right focus where we're supposed to. So maybe even more than focusing on what we're doing wrong, a person has to focus on what he's doing right, that he should do. If we're doing things right, the right way, so a lot of the problems of the things that you're doing wrong wouldn't be there anymore. The person, if a person does a mitzvah with excitement, or with he'll be energized to the point that avodah is not an interesting thing to him anymore. If a person would invest the time it takes to get the emotion he's supposed to get out of doing better on the avodah or better on the mokum at davening, a person says, okay, I daven, you know. Right? Davening doesn't inspire me. So if you know davening wouldn't inspire you, maybe there'd be a lot of avodah you wouldn't be doing. Why doesn't davening inspire you? Because you didn't put in the effort that davening takes. You need to come before davening and spending, you know, getting a head start. You get learning about davening, being talking to somebody once in a while, getting together, so sharing machshavas, which davening, whatever each person will find that which he needs to make his davening something which he walks away out of a davening different than he walked into a davening. So maybe our veris wouldn't be a veris anymore. If a person would be doing better on the veroi, right, with the thought process and the care and it takes, Lashon Hara wouldn't be an issue anymore, because like when they said his mother never spoke Lashon Hara, not because she learned how to Lashon Hara, just she had such obvious Yisrael that it wasn't possible to speak Lashon Hara. It's telling on us that we have to make this phenomenal effort not to speak Lashon Hara. It's telling on us where we stand vis-a-vis somebody else's feelings. If I have to make a whole a whole campaign and program about it. Why? How much? If I'm doing that, and we're badly tested, and we do tremendous chassidim, and there's this gemach and that gemach and this stuff and that stuff. So how come there's a problem with lashon hara? We're such wonderful people. We do so many mitzvahs. Why is it a problem with lashon hara? We don't look at it. Why is it a problem with lashon hara? If you take care, you're willing to spend hours and hours running in a Chinese auction for stock. You're such a wonderful person. You care about other people to do that. So how can you say lashon hara? Is also not being done properly. It's not the question of the hours, it's a question of the thought, it's a question of what kind of impact does it leave upon you. And that comes, a lot of it comes from the world of optimism. You know, we'll do it, but we'll do with a limit. We're not willing to go all the way. And that's a powerful thought. A person goes into Yom Kippur. I think maybe I much more than what we're doing wrong, what are we doing right? The things that we're doing right can be done better with our learning. You know, learning is supposed to impact a person. There's learning and there's learning. One, with this in the same thought, there's a word from Sas Emes, but it's word, it's Machshava, which is Mahalach, to do something right is very difficult. You know, there's so many different halachas, so many different prakim, it's difficult. But at least the desire and the effort is there. Because a lot of the chassidim, they make a very big dagesh on the hakhana. The hakhana is showing how much you care about it. When it comes to the ma'aseh, yes, we're not going to do it perfect. We're not going to do it perfect. But the fact that I make hakhana beforehand, I do it with, and I'm focused in, etc. Be it the person goes, the closer it goes to the mikvah, he says it's a shemitha, and he says till him before davening, and but whatever it is, he's showing that he wants to prepare for it. So that's a loving day, he won't do perfect. But the ava to the mitzvah is expressed by how much ever you're willing to do to prepare beforehand. Myself included, you know. Why is it that when Mincha is 2:45, we're willing to walk in at 2:45? Why is it when Marv is 10 o'clock, we're willing to walk in at 10 o'clock? How are you supposed to dive in at Marv if you walk in at 10 o'clock? How are you supposed to do that? Is the Marv going to look the way you want the Marv to look like? Oh, I said the words, and I understand what the words mean. Yeah. Is that what you want Marv to be? Right. How is it that when I make up and meet somebody, and I promise them, yeah, I'll be there on time, so 2 minutes before, oh, hey, I got it. If you promise it, you'll be there on time. There's somebody else's feeling. You know, you say you're going to do something. You have the time. I remember Issa. I'm just talking to myself. You know, why? Good to say that. So we're very busy. We have many things on our mind, and we forget, and this and that. And we're trying to fit a few other things. 100% true. But the question is still there. If it be something of great significance for ourselves, you know, we have, you know, the line always in the book, and it says, you know, you never oversleep your plane that you have to make. The guy would have a major business deal, you know. So we had one book, and Yeshiva used to always talk to him about that, and finally he came and said, I have a lima sluice. He says, yeah, I overslept an appointment with him. He's now in business. He overslept an appointment, can't make an appointment. And he gave him a lot of money. And I said, talk to lima sluice? You know. It's a sign to say, you know. But something which is valuable, important to us, we find that, we make the hachana. I don't, most of the Sodom, as far as I know, didn't come late to their house. They just, you know, cut it, you know, oh, most Sodom is at 4:30. I'll get there at 4:30. He's there beforehand. I have to take a picture. Yeah, he's there beforehand. Because it's a chashuv of that. You're not going to come late. You're not going to take a chance on it. I'll catch the last flight out, and I'll get there just in time. You went the night before. Well, there might be a storm, you know, and you're worried about it. Right? I can't recall. Maybe it has happened. You know, the Barker who went home for the law Shabbos, and then I said there was a storm. So he came back the night before because he sprayed chashuv. He's going to have solitude, he's not going to be able to make it in a storm because of the snow, such as he came back early to yeshiva because he wanted the chaperon to come back early to yeshiva. It never happened, as far as I recall. I had guys who called me up, and, you know, the rebbe said, sorry, I can't come back. You know, what are you supposed to do? I had guys who left early. You know, there's supposed to be a lot of traffic on Thanksgiving Day, so, you know, Thursday, so they left, you know, Wednesday afternoon. That it had. But the guy came back Motzei Shabbos, but he prayed, of course, they'd be probably coming back on Sunday. I haven't had yet. Why? It's a question. Right? So that's the world of Hachama. It's the world of being there for the mitzvah, getting ready for it beforehand, getting yourself ready beforehand, so you're not running to the last moment. And that's the value you're showing for whatever you're doing. And it's the gates of Ben HaMachaber, Ben HaMachem, it's the gates of the world of learning, the world of tefillah, it's the gates of whatever you're doing in life. You know, your boss is not going to be happy every day you walk in at 9:02. He says, well, I want you here at 9 o'clock. Well, I tried. I aimed for 9 o'clock. I just came a little late, you know. I got stuck in traffic. He says, wow, traffic just became a new thing. We didn't know about it until now. Just was on the way, all of a sudden, they had never heard of traffic before. If there's a possibility of traffic, you leave 10 minutes earlier, so you'll make it on time. How you get to work early, so tough luck on you. But that's what I want you to do. That's what the boss said, right? Well, it's not fair. You know, you only pay me from 9 o'clock, okay? Yeah, but I want you here at 9 o'clock. You don't like it, work somewhere. And he's right. That's what he's paying you for. He expects you to be, you don't come in the last minute. You know, I think I should learn from, my wife is very good about this. You know, she teaches a class. She gets there before the class, so she's set up in time for the class, so when class is supposed to start, she's ready to teach. She has everything in place, and she has everything. She's ready to teach her because that's what she's being paid for. That's her responsibility. You don't run in the last minute because she takes it very seriously. So it applies the hashlachot of this is negay in many different ways. It's a lot to think about. Doesn't she say if the taka that our maisim tovim should be maisim tovim the way they're supposed to be, as much as we can do that with the ava, with the heder, with the slot process, with the kavod that a mitzvah deserves, and the kavod of the mitzvah, and the heder of the mitzvah, and the machshava, those are the phenomenal susim, because they represent Kaisel's care about Torah, care about mitzvahs, Kaisel's avod, Kaisel's vortical, Kaisel's yira, and kavod for the mitzvahs, Kaisel's vortical. And that's how we're going to show that the version of the Kaila kavod, that we've giving him the proper recognition that he deserves for what we are vis-a-vis him. Sefer to a Gemara for seeing the Torah and the good of the bench.